Meeting number 509, March 3rd, Boise, Idaho.
Okay. The Idaho Water Resource Board telephonic meeting number 5-09, scheduled for March 3rd, 2009, 8 a.m., Boise. And the first item on the agenda would be a roll call vote.
Mr. Cuddy?
Here.
Mr. Armacost?
What are we voting on?
Not vote.
This is roll attendance.
Sorry.
Thanks, Vic.
Mr. Storr?
Well, you're going to have to get him some more training.
Mr. Storr? Mr. Beck?
Here.
Mr. Chamberlain? Mr. Graham? Mr. Rigby?
They don't give you an inch, Terry. Here.
Chairman Ewing?
Here. And Jerry, I don't deserve it, so.
Five present.
So we have a quorum?
Yes.
Hal, I think the second item on the agenda is public comment.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to go around and get who else is on the phone for the record.
That would be perfect.
Okay, I know we have, go ahead, Dave.
Dave Tuthill.
John Chapman.
Lyle Clank.
Michael Orr.
Stephen Gibson.
Anyone else on the line that has not identified themselves? Thank you. How about the public line? Do we have anybody on the public line? Hearing none, at the table here, Mr. Chairman, we have Hal Anderson.
Patsy McGordy.
Brian Patton.
Tom McLaughlin.
Now, Mr. Chairman, that should get everybody that we have in attendance.
So to item number two, Mr. Anderson, I'm assuming that there's nobody on the public line?
There is nobody on the public line.
So my assumption is we have no public comment.
That would be mine too, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the board, the purpose of this meeting was for an executive session. I need a motion in order to go into executive session to discuss the legal ramifications of and legal options for pending litigation.
So moved, Mr. Chairman, this Leonard.
Have a second?
I'll second that, Vic.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. So we're now into executive session, Mr. Anderson.
We are.
Executive session with the appropriate rank.
Mr. Chairman, Dave Tuchel, one question.
I so make the motion to come out of executive session.
Second. And no decisions were made, no actions were taken.
Thank you, Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Chairman, that's all we had on the agenda today. I would let everybody know that I have also heard from Representative Stevenson. The preliminarily, the House is planning a question and answer, and I believe the House is going to introduce the legislation to adopt the ESPA camp on March 11th.
And Mr. Anderson, there's also a hearing for Wednesday,
right? Wednesday in the Senate Resource Committee, and I understand from the chairman's secretary that they just want to have the hearing to answer any additional questions that may not have been answered at the joint hearing.
Understanding how you and Dave will be attending that hearing?
Director Tuthill and I will be there, yes.
For the board, I cannot make that hearing at 1:30 on Wednesday. If we're well represented with the director and Hal, if one of the members wants to attend, I coordinate with Hal. That would be great. But just for the board, I will not be able to be at the Senate hearing. And Hal, you did a great job. You and Dave did a tremendous job the last time with the joint hearing. So
we got very favorable feedback, Mr. Chairman. I think we got the questions answered, and I think we've done a little bit more research on some of the questions, particularly some that Senator Coiner was asking, and about availability of water for recharge and cost benefits that we're prepared to answer on Wednesday.
As did you, Mr. Chairman.
That's right.
Well, we're optimistic that this thing will get passed, and then Hal will figure out the financing.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else, Hal, or
that's it.
Ready for a motion for adjournment?
That's all we have, Mr. Chairman.
Before we adjourn, any other items on the board, any board members' plate? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Need a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you all.